All right, it is 9:30, Friday night hangout. Tonight, small panel, a couple of reasons why. One, it is October. Two, it is game one of the ALCS, I believe, Toronto Blue Jays versus the Kansas City Royals. We'll check on the score a little bit later. Small numbers in the panel, but conversation will be just as good. I got Carrie here from Cape Breton tonight. How's it going, Carrie?
Very good tonight, Jim.
Excellent. What are you drinking tonight?
Beer.
Excellent. What kind of beer are you drinking?
Good beer.
All right. Oh, you got the Breton Brewing?
Breton Brewing Sons of Hector.
All right. How is that? Is that a brown ale? What is that?
It's a brown ale, yes. I started with this one tonight. Okay. I got a couple more.
What's the initial tasting notes there? What's the initial flavors you're getting out of
it? A little bit of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then hops come through it. So it's pretty nice. It's 5% alcohol by volume and 30 IBUs.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. I am drinking. I'm in Halifax, by the way, for those who are new to the hangout. I am drinking the newest release from Sea Level Brewing up here in Port Williams or in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, the Kitty and Cross Extra Pale Ale, 5.5% ABV. And this is a really nice, big on the citrus side, nice, clean, crisp Extra Pale Ale. Really nice. I like this. It has a nice little, again, big on the citrus notes. I think they got themselves a winner here. The Acadian Cross, of course, is if you go to visit the Wolfville area next to the, not far from the Grand Prairie UNESCO site, they erected this cross that you see on the can to commemorate the landing area where they deported the Acadians in 1755. So you can actually drive up to the spot where the boats landed and they loaded everybody up as they burnt the town down and all that stuff and shipped them off to Louisiana and parts unknown. So a little bit of history of the area there. And, Carrie, it's a small panel tonight, but you know what? I think a lot of people are probably talking about two things. We'll discuss the Blue Jays a little bit later, but federal election is on Monday. I was able to do the advanced polls on Sunday. It took about 25 minutes to get in and vote and get out to my car. How about you, Carrie? Were you able to do the advanced polls?
No, I didn't, and I could have easily done it, but I'm going to do it on Monday to do it, exercise my right to vote.
Yeah.
And everybody should do that, whether you're 18 years old or 98 years old, you should vote because it's the only way that you can make changes. And unfortunately, there's some people in Canada or abroad that cannot vote because of some mysterious glitches in the administration or something, that there are some people in the Canadian Armed Forces that are missing their opportunity to do this for some odd reason. I don't know what it is, but unfortunately, that's the way things go.
Yeah, and I don't know where, I think a couple of weeks ago when we had Dan in, and Dan's in the forces, and he's currently deployed to an area, and he wasn't quite sure how he was going to be able to vote this time because of his papers being in a different spot and what have you there. I can tell you that the advanced polls in my neck of the woods, it seemed to be very busy, I think, and Nova Scotia, in general, I think I saw something today where they've indicated a million people voted. No, not a million, 100,000. No, it's a good number of people who voted. Oh, no, a million Canadians. A million Canadians voted in the advanced polling. So that's almost double from what it was last time. For the polls on election day for us, it's just up the street. It is literally 400 meters to the community center, so the missus will be able to take a nice little walk up and get that done and exerciser, right? It was pretty interesting to see, Carrie, on Twitter, people complaining about the long lines, and especially for advanced polls, you don't expect the 4 or 5 stations to deal with the crowds. But at the same time, you know, there are people in other parts of the world that, you know, have walked longer, waited longer to exercise their right to vote when democracy arrives in their neck of the woods.
Yeah, true. And that's going to be one of those things that is going to plague everybody from now until whenever they get the right system correct.
Yeah.
Get the system working properly. There are ways that they can make it better. They are ways that should be able to make it easier without any cheating going on, or without anybody
tampering
or rigging everything. In this day of electronic agent secure software and all this other stuff, we should be able to just verify our ID with a PIN from Elections Canada, and then just vote online, and that'll be the end of it. Then we don't have to worry about it anymore. Don't even have to leave our home.
I know, and I think a country in Croatia or somewhere else? Like, they're totally doing electronic voting, and I'm sure a few other countries, which I forget. But you know, it seems like there's a few countries out there who've been able to be a little bit more flexible with the voting there. So anyway. Let's do a quick roundup. We've got a few people jumping in here now. For folks, if you are watching live, you'll be able to comment using the hashtag via Twitter, Friday Night Hangout, or you can comment on the YouTube page. Carrie will be monitoring the YouTube page, and we'll get to those comments a little bit later. If you are watching, not watching, but listening on the podcast, obviously it's pre-recorded, so you won't be able to comment, but just to let you know that it is an interactive program once you watch live. Just notice here on the Twitter, we got Lori, one of the panelists, saying that couldn't make it there. She's got to do some work-related stuff tonight, so that's not a problem. Lori, but again, you know, we'll have to check the score a little bit later, or if somebody is watching the baseball game right now, if they want to tell us the score, via Twitter using the Friday Night Hangout hashtag, we'll be more than happy to learn where things are at with the game. Carrie, let's move on to a couple of the news topics that was suggested by the panel there. Even though the panel wasn't able to join us, or a good chunk of the panel wasn't able to join us tonight, they were suggesting some stories to discuss. And Mike from Newfoundland, he was suggesting a couple stories on regarding vaping. Whole e-cigarette and vaping and flavored tobacco and all that stuff. Looks like the crackdown is starting to occur in Newfoundland and Labrador, and also in PEI, where restrictions are probably coming into place. And I heard a new law in Maine also restricting the whole vaping and e-cigarettes and flavored tobacco, much like has happened here in Nova Scotia. Carrie, when I walk down the street, I see people vaping like they're sucking down a lollipop. It seems to be a habit that, I don't know, it seems to be more prevalent than what it should be. Do you find the same thing in your neck of the woods?
It is getting to be that alternative to smoking cigarettes or tobacco. To me, it's the same thing. It's pretty much the same thing. It's no different than it is. There is a drug in the vaping stuff that is causing people to like it, and it should just still be one of those controlled substances that should be restricted to where it is, when people do it, and everything else. I think they're trying to fool themselves, saying yeah, it's okay and everything else, but it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that you're not going to get the 99% of the carcinogens that are in smoking because you're inhaling all those other things. But
yeah, this glycerin mixture that creates the new smoke. But I was reading here, they found that these studies that said vaping was safe was paid for by the tobacco companies or the producers of the product. So we don't know exactly what the vaping does, but obviously, you know, trying to restrict access to the kids in school and stuff, I think that's pretty much something that kind of has to do, because, you know, if you look at the people who have these vaping sticks, they look like really cool looking lightsabers from Star Wars.
Yeah, they're not cheap either.
No, I haven't even looked at how much they are. All I know is I see four shops from work to my house that I pass, and it's like, is there that much of a demand for these shops here in Halifax? I don't know.
Yeah. And then on the hidden rack, they got all the other paraphernalia that's sitting in behind eyes.
Why can't just stick to making brownies? Just make some brownies instead. Don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, especially now that Halifax essentially shut down the hookah bars. Hookah bars. Yeah. So, you know, no fun with smoke anywhere. Mm. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic, folks. If you have a chance, if you want to comment on some of the stuff that we are talking about, you can do so via Twitter on the Friday Night Hangout hashtag. Trudy from BC just tweeted a few seconds ago, watching on the deck in sunny BC with a Bridge Blood Orange Bourbon Wheat Ale. I believe Trudy, she was participating on the panel, had one of those, so it sounds like she really liked that one. So that is a Bridge Blood Orange Bourbon Wheat Ale. So for those of you with Untappd on your mobile phones, you want to look that up and see how you can get your hands on one. I think it was well priced too, from what I remember from the Hangout. Notice, Trudy, that I don't have the chipmunk audio this week. Few technical issues for the last couple weeks. I was mentioning to Carrie that on my Apple MacBook, I upgraded to the latest operating system, and there are some driver differences for USB microphones. And the microphone that I use for the Hangouts, of course I unclipped it, it is the Zoom H1. Really good microphone. A lot of podcasts use it. And if you watch the sports, when the reporters stick microphones in the face of athletes, if you look closely, at least one of them will have one of them. So it's a really good microphone. However, as a USB mic, it looks like there's some issues here. So it'll work fine as a standalone, but if you work as a USB, you sound like a chipmunk, basically. So I'm using basically the laptop mic, and I am just seeing that I need to do a hardware refresh very, very soon. Very, very soon. It's unbearable, unbearable. Carrie, I'll get you to do a quick refresh on the YouTube, and we'll just start talking about the new or the next topic, which is the... if we're having a hangout, you know we're going to be talking about the Nova Scotia ferry, the Nova Star ferry from Portland, Maine to Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. So this year, the government, just to quickly recap, they put aside $13 million for this company to use to, you know, cover costs and stuff as they're building the customer base. Their last run, I believe, is either today or tomorrow, or was it yesterday? Who knows? They were expecting 80,000 passengers this year. It looks like they're going to be in the 50,000 range. They are going to be 7% less than last year. And then we see the story from one of the main news networks, I think is the CBS affiliate, that the producers or the vendors on the main Portland side, they haven't been paid in a while by the Nova Star ferry. And just as this is coming out, the company is asking the government for the last $1 million of this $13 million grant or cover cost or slush fund, whatever you want to call it. Carrie, is 50,000 people or the subsidy is basically paying half for people's ticket to take the ferry. Is that a good business sense down the road? Starting to think that.
No. No, I can't see that that's a good investment. It's not even a good business case really, because you're trying to get people on the ship, but people don't want to do it. And then you got to worry about the logistics of everything. And then you got to try to figure out how to pay these people. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Now I know on the Novastar side, they have mentioned before that, you know, they keep money in escrow or their money's kind of held for an extended period of time for various reasons. So they obviously don't have the cash flow as fluid as it should be. But that's obviously due to the fact that they're not making the numbers to make it worthwhile. Carrie, you refresh the YouTube stuff. Is there any comments so far? And maybe people who want to comment their thoughts on the ferry can just chime in here.
No comments so far?
On YouTube, no. Everybody is watching the game so far. If you are watching the game, folks, or you can multitask, let us know what is the score on the Blue Jays versus Kansas City. Yeah, so I don't know. It's, you know, and the government's talking about, you know, getting a new vendor, or they receive bids and evaluate. You know, maybe it's just reality is that, you know, it's probably not going to be a viable service regardless how low the Canadian dollar gets, how many American tourists come up. There's probably nobody on this side who's going to be taking this boat down to Maine.
No. Again, we talked about it several times, and then you can't entice somebody to get on a ship spend 8 hours on a ship when they can do the same route in 8 hours, and it's just not.
Yeah.
It's just not logically sound for me anyway. I wouldn't do it. I mean, there were times when I was in Ontario and we went from Sault Ste. Marie to Toronto, and we took the Tobermory ferry across, and it was just one of those things that we wanted to do for a different thing to do.
Yeah.
But it costs a lot of money. Mm. It costs more now than it does. And people with like you said, with the dollar the way it is right now, it's not a good money saving venture for me. Anyway, I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. So we got, and there's only so many rich Americans that want to spend the money to do it. So just have to deal with it, I guess. All right, folks. Friday night hangout, small panel tonight. People are getting their stuff on. Lori's working. Trudy's watching us from the back deck. Lee is working tonight. Jocelyn's at his brother's house in Montreal. Who else? Other people probably got a life. We're here on Friday night, and those of you who are watching, you're with us, so I'm happy with that. We're going to do, Carrie, just get you to refresh, and if there's any comments, just jump on in here. But we're just going to mention here that we're going to skip the hangout on October 30th. We won't have one. I'll be in Winnipeg, so I might not have all my gear with me. I'll try to fix that for next time. But anyway, Carrie, you seem to be refreshing your drink. Might as well tell us what you're drinking.
I'm still drinking the Sons of Hector Brown Ale from Breton Brewing. I was up there today because I wanted something different to drink.
Liquor Commission stores have some good beers. I just want to give something different. I haven't had a Breton brew in a while, so I'm drinking the Sons of Hector Brown Ale.
I also have the Celtic Colors Maple Lager sitting beside me. It's very nice saison beer. I might drink some of that later.
All right, excellent.
For tomorrow.
I'd say save it for tomorrow. It's a small panel. You don't want to down both growlers tonight for our sake.
It's a little one.
It would be interesting, though.
It's a little one.
Well, I am drinking the Sea Level Brewing Acadian Cross Extra Pale Ale. Very nice on the citrus notes. Nice, clean, crisp pale ale, 5.5% alcohol. The Cross is actually a real object. If you go to Wolfville, not far from the Grand Pre, this is where they the English docked their boats and loaded up all the French Acadian settlers and burnt the village down and, you know, rebuilt on top of it. Yeah, a little brutal history lesson for everybody, but good beer nonetheless from our friends over at Sea Level. Kerry,
update.
Oh, you have some updates?
Tie game. Oh, top of the third, 0-0.
Top of the third. All right. Good stuff.
This is going to be a nail biter.
Well, you know, since we're on the topic, might as well talk about the Blue Jays. Did you watch the big game the other night, Kerry?
No, I did not watch the game.
I watched the game. It is the first time I think I watched a baseball game since 1998. And the last, and when I watched a game, I actually went to a triple A or a double A team when I was living in Ottawa. I think they had a Red Sox affiliate. I can't remember, but anyway. But here's the rub. I don't have cable. So trying to find a stream, one. Trying to find a radio station that was calling the game. That was, like, rough also. So, anyway, I mentioned it on Twitter. It's like, I really wouldn't mind having Twitter moments, which is one of the new features, so that trending topics, which the game was a trending topic, you could just kind of follow things and all that stuff. I was on the webpage here. I was following the MLB play-by-play page. You know that, you know, the big stats page, and they do like live updates and stuff. And I like that in the NFL, so I watch that. I usually have an audio feed, but anyway, I wouldn't mind watching the game too because I was just kind of heard something about the seventh inning. I wanted to know what was going on. And anyway, short story: somebody sent me a little DM. Hey. Here's some feeds for you. So there are some, there's plenty of feeds, plenty of sports feeds for the game. So I was watching that, and then he sent me another one, and I was watching the hockey game between the Ottawa Senators and Columbus Blue Jackets on my phone. So that was just sitting right here, and then I had the game here full screen, and I can see that could be a really dangerous thing to get multiple screens. I haven't even Chromecast anything to the big TV. So, but needless to say, it's a lot easier to get streams than it used to be. That's for damn sure. But, Kerry, are you going to follow this round with Kansas City now that they got past the first round? Or
Maybe when the games get a little bit tighter. This is just the first game. I might tune into it every now and then, but I'm not a big – fan of sports, unless it's right at the end of the.
Yeah, you're a playoff kind of guy there.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, which is fair. I mean, I'm kind of the same way too. I kind of peruse the headlines and stuff during the year, so I kind of have an idea what's going on. I do like listening to talk radio or sports podcasts, so I'll watch or listen to that to just try to get an idea, especially around football season, even though I'm not a huge football fan. The whole drama around the whole thing, it's always fascinating to me.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, we're only like 4 weeks away from Grey Cup too, so that's another one that's going to fly in real fast.
Now, there's a league that I had no idea. I thought they were done. I thought they were done at Thanksgiving, but
no, it'll be almost the 27th of November is when they're done. They're on there.
You know, it's funny. It never was a huge thing for us growing up, even though we did have the Montreal Alouettes, the original Alouettes. But it wasn't a big thing. It wasn't played in schools, and it wasn't played in university. By the time I got to university, they had cut the football team. So there was I did not see football during my school years and university years. So I haven't. What are you gonna do? Same thing, hockey. You know, obviously there was hockey, so you was a little bit more interested in that. But anyway, same thing with baseball too. Really, there was no real baseball. It was softball, but that was totally different than the baseball. So I kind of feel that you don't get a good appreciation of the game if you haven't really played it while growing up.
Same way. I'm from a hockey town too, so that's another thing.
Yeah. But anyway, look, it's pretty. It's nice to have the Blue Jays back on there. A friend from the office gave me a jersey, a Blue Jays jersey for the little one, and it fits her perfectly. So good timing that they won, so she was able to put on the jersey and go to school with it, or go to daycare in our case. So you remember those days, Kerry, putting on your hockey jersey or your hockey shirt when your team won, going to school the next day?
No.
It was a big thing.
I had a hard enough time. I got red hair and freckles. I had a hard enough time getting to school.
Yeah, last thing you want to put on is like a Boston Bruins shirt in a Maple Leaf school. Well, my school was Montreal Canadiens, and I think I was – I remember this. There was only two students out of, like, the 500-student school that were not Canadiens fans. I was a Quebec Nordiques fan at the time. So that was – there were some lean years. There were some lean years going on there. So, the big thing, the Saturday or whatever the night, you know, if Montreal won, all of a sudden people would just be wearing Montreal Canadiens stuff on the bus. Make sure they got the jackets and zips so they can show off the jerseys and all that jazz. So, I tell you. Anyway, folks, a small panel tonight, Friday night hangout, if you're doing this live, so we can see what's going on. We're going to do the podcast. We're not going to edit too much this podcast since things are going so well tonight. And I said to Kerry, this might be a short podcast tonight. We're burning through the topics and there's just the two of us here. So it's just one of those things here. So we might finish a little earlier than what we normally do, which is an hour and a half. So we're probably going to do, we're a half hour, so we might do 45 minutes. You never know. Unless there's some tons of comments coming in. Is there any comments, Kerry?
Two comments on the YouTube.
All right.
One is from Stuart Grady.
Stu!
He says, the ferry cost versus driving to Maine or New Hampshire, driving wins every time. Yeah, it's true. It's common sense. Nice. Unless you got the cash where you can spend it and have a little bit of luxury and spend some time and you're not in a hurry to get to. Either way, you can do that.
Yep.
For me, it's getting there. If I want to get there, I'm going to get there as quick as possible that I need to be. And Andy F. He says, sorry for late joining. He's enjoying some True de Diable selections, McTavish and Albert 3.
Nice. I had, and I put the bottle in the recycling tonight, I had a pêche mortel tonight, earlier, for supper. So that was a nice stout with me. So it was kind of a nice transition when I moved over to the extra pale ale. So I definitely recommend that. So, thanks, guys.
Andy also says, have you hit on the Fredericton School lockout per stashed umbrella drama?
Oh, my God, yeah. We should actually...
I don't even know what that's all about. I heard something about.
Oh my god! Can I bring up a picture here? The easiest way to bring a picture. I saw that, and then I was quickly reading it. I don't know if I didn't know if we wanted to talk about this tonight, but yeah, four schools around Fredericton were in lockdown because they saw somebody walking around with a long gun, which ended up being an umbrella, but they showed a picture. It almost looked like it was like a samurai or a kendo.
Okay. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, sleepy Fredericton. I lived in Fredericton for a number of years going to university and stuff like that. So, you know, this is kind of this time of year where, you know, not a lot of stuff is going on here. So, but the whole lockdown is, and they were showing pictures of the, of the kid here. They had, here's the suspected firearm that locked down the schools. Not quite the gun. And like I said, this looks like a
kendo stick. No, not quite the gun or the weapon. Or the weapon, I mean.
Yeah, anyway. It looks like, to me, it looks like a kendo stick, but it says it's an umbrella. So it could be one of these fancy umbrellas that looks like something. And then, they showed, they had to show the, they found some stills of the kid. I'm sure he's just, you know. Mm-hmm. Where people in Halifax don't carry umbrellas because of the wind. In horizontal rain, it's useless. But in Fredericton, you can bring an umbrella for rain. It's quite acceptable. So, yeah, I mean, but the worst part, this kid doesn't like, they lock down four schools. Okay, so you have the high school. Next door, you literally have the you have the French school. There may be an elementary school. I'm going to load up the story here on Smythe, but let's see here. What schools that they locked down
there's
here?
There's a couple close by.
The Fredericton High School on Priestman Street, the Montgomery Street School, which was the elementary school.
And it's then right across the road almost.
Yeah, and then L'École Saint-Anne, which was on Regent Street there, across from the hospital there. So yeah. So by noon o'clock, they were very confident, so everything was secure and such. So, But, you know, at least it'll give the news people in Fredericton a good chance to get on Twitter and start, you know, live tweeting everything. So, but, it's kind of...
Yeah, it's and it's a little bit overreacting, but, I mean, it's in this time of day and age where... things happen for less. It's good that they are thinking about it, thinking about the security of everybody else in the school, because it doesn't take much for someone to bring a weapon or something like that out of the school grounds.
Mm. Oh yeah, especially where the high school itself is right on that intersection of the busy streets on Regent and
Prospect.
You know, across from the mall, so it's a quick and easy spot there. I'm just looking up to see if there's anything else happening in New Brunswick. Nothing too much for the last little while, except for the votes here. There's some shenanigans in St. John with the Olin trial, which I have not looked up. I know there seems to be a little issue with the deputy chief, police chief. Could be some tampering of evidence or something. I don't know. I haven't quite read up there, so I'm not going to dive too much into the Olin murder trial in St. John. But anyway, is there any other comments there from the YouTube, Carrie?
Another quick refresh.
No? And folks, if we're doing this live, if you're on Twitter, we'll do the Friday night hangout hashtag and check how things are going. And I got... No, I'm all good. I am all up to date. Not bad.
Andy says, keep the faith, Jim. The Nordiques are going to return in 2016.
That's right. They got a brand new arena. I saw some of the pictures. They're looking pretty good. You know, this is the funny part. I went to actually, I managed to go see the Nordiques. My uncle was doing tour bus, working for a tour bus company. So he was bussing people into the arena and stuff like that. And while we were visiting, I think it was in March, he said, hey, I got tickets because I'm a bus driver. They're up in the nosebleeds, but if you want to go to the Colisée, we can watch the Islanders. It's like, he said, the only thing, we have to leave early because I have to go and get the bus started. I said, oh, that's fine. I forget the year. This is when the Nordiques were really in decline. Bussy was still playing for the Islanders. Peter Stastny was traded, so it was just Marianne Stastny that was still there. And yeah, it wasn't good. I think maybe Sackett was just started playing there. Anyway, they lost, and it was, I think it was kind of sad. The game was kind of sad. That's where things really start to go downhill for the Nordiques, and Tug Nutt doing that 82 save game shortly thereafter. But yeah, their new arena looks freaking awesome. And yes, it'll just be a matter of time. Reading some of the blogs, it could be a relocation target, maybe not a new expansion. I wouldn't mind the Arizona Phoenix or the Arizona Coyotes to relocate
to Quebec. Yeah, but that's Wayne Gretzky's team. He won't put them.
Not anymore. I thought that he all got disinvested. I thought he cashed out.
Score. 1-0, Kansas City.
Bottom of the third. Oh, that was a long inning because you had checked.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Excellent. Well, let's see. Let's do another check here on comments because you never know, because this is interactive, folks. So, all right. I got nothing here on my end. And I was saying to Carrie, is like, man, this is one of the weeks where there's really not a lot of stuff that we would want to comment on or discuss. It's kind of hard to find the right topics and such. But other than the election, I think the biggest thing was the election, and we're going to probably talk more about it the next week. Mm. But, you know, it's just one of those things here. Carrie, was there anything that you perused this week on the internet that you that caught your interest? Either on BuzzFeed or Pornhub or that kind of stuff?
No. Not that I you know, I keep forgetting about what I look through a whole pile of things and I keep forgetting about adding a topic into the Hangout. So I got to end up researching all the comments later on. So it's not one of those things that I have readily available or readily in my mind at the time.
Oh, yeah. And the same thing for me, too. It just happens to be the last little while has been a kind of busy week for work, and especially with things at home here, with the little one there. So I haven't had a lot of chance to really peruse. Like, I'm doing the bare minimum for keeping on top of things on Twitter. But speaking of Twitter, we've got Trudy from BC comments here. She just commented here. Sorry. Carried away ranting about Halifax missing the boat on so many things. Oh, Trudy, it is so true. There's so, so many things. She also says that I sound manly tonight. So that was good. That's good. USB issues, Trudy. I need a new computer. Krista was saying last week that, you know, if anybody has the best tech, it would be Jim, but apparently not. I have good tech, but not with mics, apparently. So anyway, I found out some details for the Star Wars movie. Carrie, are you excited about the new Star Wars movie coming out this Christmas?
Un petit peu. A little wee bit, maybe.
You know, it's I been like...
I want to watch what's the one? Hyena Road?
The one directed by the Mountie TV show guy there.
Yeah.
Paul Gross.
Kansas City's got two.
Oh, two. All right. 2-0, Kansas City. I guess the Star Wars, the full trailer is going to come out next week or so, Sunday and then Monday, and then there's this whole rollout on Disney. If you're watching football on Sunday night on ABC, you're probably going to see it. And I guess as soon as those trailers come out, you're going to be able to book tickets, and I guess there are some theaters, I just read this tonight, some theaters are going to do the 7-movie marathon. Starts at 4 in the morning on, I don't know, Friday, I don't know when, Saturday, And then to end at opening night, 7 p.m., with the brand new Star Wars. So that is insane. But they'll make a shitload of money because there's going to be enough people who want to do that. People do that already right now in their living rooms while they do like Lord of the Rings extended trilogy set and the current Star Wars trilogy marathons.
Yeah, that's no different than the Trekkies and the Doctor Who's and all the other ones. But that's fine.
Yeah, it's funny when go ahead.
I remember seeing the first movie in 1977 and thought it was impressive. And then as the years roll on, like with all the other movies and everything else, the CGI gets a whole hell of a lot better. And the realism that they put into it now is just absolutely incredible. And for the money that they pay these people to do it and the product that they get, it's just brilliant. And the future is only going to get better.
Oh, yeah, it's true, the talent. Well, I'll tell you right now, the story, so I mentioned earlier, I don't have Netflix, so don't have cable. So we have Netflix, we have an Apple TV, and then we have a Chromecast. So between that and now, as I said earlier, there are lots of streams. They can watch your sports live, sports in HD. So I won't mention anything, but all I can say is Reddit. But basically, why are there people commenting? You should be jumping into the panel, folks. It's not not working. All right, so Trudy's trying to jump in here. Let me bring it. Yeah, let me try to bring in Trudy here. All right. Yeah, so have the Netflix and. We got the American Netflix or the ability to switch to the American Netflix. So what I did this week or this past weekend was to switch to the France Netflix. And lo and behold, I got all these Pixar movies. I got all these Marvel movies that we don't see in North America because of the different licensing and stuff. So we've been watching WALL-E, Toy Story 3, and the latest Thor movie, like, a lot. I see Trudy from BC jumping in. How's it going, girl?
Hi.
Hello, Trudy.
You know what? You guys were sounding a little tired when you were talking about the Nordiques, so I felt like I needed a little backup. I did bring back lovely memories of my childhood, so.
Yeah, so what was your team back in the day?
I born and bred BC girl. I was a Canucks girl, always.
Always. Now, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because when you were a kid, they had just kind of established back then, right? Or...
Okay, I'm not that old, Jim, but thanks.
Well, no, but I mean, like, you know, like, when we were, like, by the time we were interested in sports when we were kids, like, 7, 8 or whatever, like, the team were set, like, you know, when I was a kid, it was the Nordiques, but they had, you know, they were around for a few years.
To say when I was really little, I liked the Islanders just because I liked their uniforms at the time, and I liked the Nordiques for their name. Yeah. I really wasn't a sports fan. I was a little bit of a girl. Sorry.
That's okay. Now, were you able to catch any of the games lately with the Canucks?
You know what? We never go down and we never go to a game because they're crazy expensive. And with three kids, not even remotely affordable.
No.
And so, no, and we're fair weather sports fans. We wait for playoff season.
Yeah, I hear you.
Our kids play soccer all through the winter outdoors here, though, so we're like three times a week on the soccer pitch at least with kids. So.
Yeah, so we were talking earlier about, I think it was off air, about attending games in Winnipeg and how the ticket prices are. I found them a little steep, tried to get the nosebleed sections there, being like $130 a ticket. It seems kind of steep to me.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I don't know what it is for the Canucks for the GM place there. Or.
Yeah, right. I don't know offhand either. I haven't looked into it in a long time.
Yeah.
We have a good junior team here called the Giants, and they're actually really good hockey. So people who really love hockey, go watch the Giants.
Yeah, that's true. And then the Mooseheads here also, they do a very good product with the Q League. And yeah. And I guess for those who want some D-League basketball, the Halifax Hurricanes will be hitting the floor this fall.
What happened to the Rain Men?
Oh, they kind of fizzled and disintegrated.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that. We went to a lot of Rain Men games one season. I probably saw 6 or 7 games in one season and had a ball at every one of them. They were great games.
Well, that was the general consensus from people who mentioned it there. Like, it was just a great product. It's just too bad that it was very difficult to get a very consistent crowd to go to the Metro Center to support it.
I think
it was always empty, like there was no one there.
What was that, Kerry?
I think Sydney's supposed to be getting a basketball team.
It could be too. Yeah, I know. There's a movement afoot. So whether or not Sydney will have enough.
I'll have to check that out. I thought I heard something in the news a little while ago about it.
So, Trudy, what are you drinking right now?
I went and I bought out the entire stock of the Bridge Bourbon Blood Orange Wheat Ale tonight. There were 3 bottles left, so I bought the 3 bombers, and I am just working my way through them slowly, enjoying every last bit of them.
What was the ABV on that one there?
This one's only, it's 5.5% alcohol and 20 IBUs. So it's not but it's got.
It's got Kerry. It got what? Oh, Trudy's breaking up. Just when she was going to tell us the secret of this bourbon orange wheat ale. Ah, that's too bad.
National Basketball League Canada franchise Sydney gets a team. Yep, they are.
Oh, they are getting a team. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to be called, but they
probably call them the Sydney Miners. Or the
Miners or Miners.
Miners, as in, you know, going underground, you know, digging up coal and ore.
I know.
Just because that's the easy hit. That's the easy hit. You know, they'll bring in some marketing guy from Toronto, and he'll drive around Sydney and be like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the guy that the PCs had to get their team out of the hole. Yeah, right. He dumped out quick.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, man, if we want to go back to the election, you know, a few of the writings here, you know, these parachuting these young candidates, you know, I think the one with Peter McKay's writing there, they got 2 essentially parachute candidates, you know, 2 kids. I think one of them was still living in BC or Ontario,
One in Ontario.
So trying to get Peter McKay's old riding there, so that's going to be damn interesting for sure. So
that's going to be an interesting one.
Oh my God, I can't wait for Monday. I threw it out there if people wanted to do a election night hangout. I think that would be fantastic. But I don't know what people would do that or not. I don't know. People comment. For those watching, if you're using Twitter, Friday Night Hangout hashtag, or on the YouTube, let us know if you want to see an election night now that the rules are changed. As soon as the polls close, we start at 8 o'clock Eastern, and then we go through the writings and pretend that we know what we're talking about. And well, I remember I did the Nova Scotia one last time. I just took the Frank magazine and just read through and tried to sound like I knew what I was talking about. So, anyway, it was entertaining, I'm sure. Kerry, was there any comments on your side?
Let me just do a quick refresh. Wait. I'm drinking that Celtic maple now.
Oh, okay. It has almost the same color as the brown there that you used.
It's a little bit lighter. A little bit lighter color instead of the chocolatey color. Very, very light on the maple, he said.
Okay, so just enough to counteract like the malt aspect of it? Or?
Yeah, and now pause this. Okay, I gotta pause YouTube because I sound squeaky too when I'm online too, you know. So it's
oh, you do? You get that, and then you still get your electric shock noise there when you move your cable there.
Yeah, it's 5% alcohol by volume, and I think if I remember correctly, 30 IBUs.
Okay, a little bit more bitter than the other one. All right, cool.
Yeah, probably. I didn't note that when I was visiting.
So we got anything on YouTube, or they're all good?
Nothing.
All right. Nothing. Cool. Well, you know what, Kerry? I think we've kind of burned through the topics here. I don't know. I don't have anything more to discuss. I know before Trudy jumped in, I talked about how if you have the ability to switch to Canadian to American Netflix, why not take the opportunity to do a different country like in Europe, because they have all the different licensing deals so that you may see more stuff that you want to see here in North America, but you switch to the France Netflix or the UK Netflix or other stuff. So we've been on the France Netflix for a week, and it's not all in French, except for the Pixar movies. The Pixar movies, they render them in different languages for when you see signs and scripts, you know, like a book and the book title or stuff like that. So if you're watching Toy Story, you know, stuff that's written on the box or stuff like that, it's in French. But the language track is in English, so you don't have to fiddle with subtitles and stuff like that. So. No, it's kind of a good way to get some content here. But other than that, Kerry, I think we should probably cut it off for a night here. Just the two of us, we burnt through our topics. Trudy came in, got kicked out, internet issues from BC. She does it with the iPad in the backyard. And you saw she looked like she was having a really good time out back, and that makes me kind of, I don't know, jealous.
Yeah, she might be just at the outer range of her Wi-Fi or something.
Yeah, but she's kind of flaunting that backyard a lot there. I'm looking at my backyard right here. It's dark.
Yeah, me too. It's dark. Wet. And the rain is pouring down. Yeah. The rain is pouring down. Yeah, a little bit jealous.
Yeah. We had a good amount of rain around supper time here tonight, and it's cold. It's 8 degrees Celsius here from the in the back currently. Cold, rainy night, October. Driving home from downtown, wet asphalt, it's black, shiny, can't see nothing.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's the worst. Yeah. All right, Kerry, we're going to close it for tonight. Folks who are watching, the replay is going to start as soon as I'm done. Sign up to the podcast. If you want to listen to this with your iPod or when you're on the bus on Monday, give us a listen. I will guarantee that you will find it as entertaining as watching us live, or if you're distracted with the baseball game, you want to recap, you can also do that too. Kerry, thanks a lot for jumping in there, and big thanks to Trudy who tried to jump in and tried to interact with us here for at least a few minutes, so we'll always appreciate that. We'll do this again next week, and then we'll skip the Halloween weekend, and then we'll see you back in November. All right, Kerry, have yourself a good one, buddy.
All right, good hangout.
Good meeting.